you spend half of your life trying to fall behind. You're easing your headphones to drown out your mind. It was so easy, and the words so sweet. You can't remember. You try to move. Deciding whether or not to steal, he opens a window just to feel the chill. He hears that outside a small boy just started to cry, 'cause it's his turn, but his brother won't let him try. Forgetting the words to your favorite song. You can't believe it, you were always singing along. It was so easy, and the words so sweet. You can't remember. You try to move.
Hello and welcome to the Graveyard Shift. I'm Jaishna.
And I'm Abby.
The Graveyard Shift is a little podcast we're trying out on air today during before. And it's a podcast by Abby. So, and we thought we'd share some of our favorite stories that she will be covering in the next little while. Every town has its mysteries.
Ooh.
Every town has its dark places. The bits that history has nudged just out of view. But some places hold secrets far more bizarre than any of the others. Now let's dig in, shall we?
Ooh, why not? So, Jaishna, have you ever been to a vacation on an island?
No.
Really?
I have.
You have?
Yes, in Mexico.
Ooh, I love Mexico. But did you know that islands actually have a really dark and creepy history?
I bet they do. Ooh. I bet.
Yeah, here's an interesting one I found. So, islands seem to have their own little way of destroying things. Waves are always lapping brutally at their shores. Gusts of winds destroy their trees and blow their sandy shores into the sea. Any sign of life can be stripped from the land at a moment's notice. But not everything. Scraps of letters and words of mouth are almost all that's left from a colony just off the coast of Maine. So in a letter found on the island, it says, Malaga Island, June 29th. My dear Kara, are you coming up to meeting tonight? I hope you will. I'm glad you came today. My teacher is good to me. I love you. I want to see you soon. This is from your best friend, Abby. Goodbye. So would you like to, you know a little bit of the background of the island, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to give us that?
No, I think you got it.
This is my weird island story.
Oh, no.
All right, so let me throw this all at you. So, Malaga Island lies off of the coast of Phippsburg, Maine, in eastern Casco Bay, about 20 miles northeast of Portland, Maine. The sheltered 42-acre island is at the mouth of the New Meadows River, and Bear Island lies 100 yards to its west, and a small fishing village named Sabasco is about 200 yards to the east. Malaga is the Abenaki word for cedar. The island was known as Mitchell's Island during the late 18th century, and it's also sometimes called Malago by the local residents. Little's known about how the first residents of this island lived, but considerably more is known about its later residents, which is a mixed-race community that occupied the island's north end from the mid-1800s to 1912, when the state decided to forcibly remove them. Which is a lot in a little bit, so let me explain about that. Another thing about the island is it's very secluded, so there's no roar of traffic, you can't hear any car horns, and there's little to no electronic blooping and bleeping around here. So there's just the gentle sounds of birds calling, the waves lapping at the shores, and the air is a rich combination of lilac and the sweet smell of the sea. But when you put all of that aside, the dark history of the island starts to shine through, and the kicker is that you can't put history aside for too long. There's that well-known saying, which is the minute you do that, history seems to have a way of repeating itself, and nobody wants that. So, do you know what the eugenics movement was?
No, I do not.
So, in the earliest 20th century, there was a pseudoscience spreading, which was the eugenics movement. It was widely popular during the first few decades of the 20th century, and one of the most horrifying consequences of this movement was the practice of forced sterilizations. So the practice could be found all over the U.S., and historians have found at least 326 documented cases of forced sterilizations in Maine between 1925 and 1963. With the growth of this social movement, the issue of racism within the state would increase. There was a fear that the mixed-race community of the island would interfere with the tourist version of the beautiful island. So rumors and reporters created fictionalized accounts of the community depicting the residents as escaped slaves or the offspring of slaves and described them as immoral, lazy, ignorant, and alcoholic.
Wow. That's awful.
Yeah.
That is very dark.
And that shows you what the power of journalism can do.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
That.
It's happening today.
Today. Yeah. That's really crazy. I guess history is repeating itself.
Quotes come back to kick us in the butt.
Yeah.
But that's not the only time it's going to do that to us. So, on July 11th, 1911, Governor Frederick Plasted, with a group of state officials, landed on the island to meet the residents and inspect their homes. Within 3 weeks of the visit, eviction orders were issued demanding the vacation of the island by July 1st, 1912. Here's where it gets a little crazier. The state's eviction strategy included an assessment of each resident's household and their physical, mental, and financial condition. The 8 residents deemed feeble-minded were dispatched to the recently built Home for the Feeble-Minded in New Gloucester, which is now known as Pineland Cemetery. Any structures not removed by the eviction day were burned to discourage residents from returning, except for the new schoolhouse which was built, which was moved in 1912 to Loud's Island. Yeah.
Awful.
Ugh, I know, this story makes me mad.
I know.
You ready for it to get worse?
Oh, yeah, I am.
You think it can get worse, but it really can. In the final act of hatred, the remains of the deceased were exhumed in 1912 and reburied at Pineland Cemetery. The state did the best to erase the past, but the ugly reminders of this dark history keep coming up, because basically what Maine was doing is saying, psh, we don't have a paper trail, while literally handing the press their paper trail.
Yeah. Sometimes I just wish you could go back in history and, like, give these people a good little beating.
Yes.
To
yes,
fix
I
them
agree.
A little bit. Man.
Ugh. Well, because of all this, there's said to be spirits roaming on the island.
I would not doubt it. If any situation would cause angry spirits to be...
It's this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shadowy figures of women have been sighted on the island, almost floating in the tree lines of the northeast shore. Among those is a woman that was found to be named Beth Kinney. Near the hiking trail towards the northwest side of the island, there's the remains of an old well. It's in that spot where people have reported seeing and hearing her. During a 2016 paranormal investigation of the island, hunters captured the sound of one single word, which was Beth.
Mm.
So,
I feel like Beth could sound like a lot of different things, though.
Death?
Like death.
A
bed.
Bed. Death. Bed.
I don't know. Beth. Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know.
I feel like if you were in that environment, you would be inclined to think that it would say Beth. But
at the time, they didn't know this next fact. So when one arrives on the island, you may notice how overgrown and empty it is, but journey farther into the tangled mess of the ivy, and you may notice the smell of a strong perfume, which is lemon and verbena, to be exact. Once you notice it, it's too late, and the scent fades. So the old well we mentioned, that's where the smell is, and also was located at the site of a homestead owned by the McKinney family. So researchers found that a Beth McKinney lived at this homestead until her death, where she was buried in a small cemetery nearby. Her spirit, though, has many reasons to return. The first being the desecration of her burial place, when the state officials dug up the graves on the island and moved them all to the home for the feeble-minded.
I feel like one thing, no matter how awful of a person you are, never desecrate someone's burial place. Unless it's for, like, you're exhuming them for, like, an autopsy to figure out, like, something like that, where, like, you're actually helping the person find out who killed them. But
exactly.
Just desecrating someone's final burial place is just awful. It's awful to think about.
Yeah, I have one episode of the Graveyard Shift that I'm working on right now, which I'm calling 6 Feet Under, and it's all about the grave robbings that happened.
Grave robbing is awful. I think it's honestly one of the worst crimes.
Yeah, but did you know there were two men, William Burke and William Hare? This has nothing to do with this story. I'm just going off on it because it's really interesting. They moved from Ireland to Scotland in Victorian times. And what happens is you'd actually get paid to bring doctors' corpses to do autopsies on to learn about the human body. What these guys started doing...
You know what? I've heard about this.
Is murdering people.
Yeah, and they'd pull it off like they just... came to their house and died or something like that, or they just found them somewhere.
They'd suffocate them in a way that there was no sign of violence.
Exactly. Awful. Awful.
They got so much money, though. Yeah. Don't get any ideas. It's bad. Really bad.
And that wouldn't be able to really fly in this environment.
Not anymore.
Because there are a lot of very talented medical examiners and coroners out there that would know what's going on in the heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Back to this weird island, the evicted residents were subjected to intelligence tests. Does that remind you of what happened with African Americans with voting?
Yes.
Yep.
Jim Crow laws.
Oh, yeah. And if they didn't pass, they faced either life in prison or a state institution.
How much do you want to bet half of the white people couldn't pass that test?
Yeah. A lot of them. A lot of the islanders couldn't because this island was so secluded. The intelligence tests were basically, what is this? They'd point to a phone. The people on the island didn't know what a phone was.
Yeah. That's awful. They're just finding a way to... get rid of these people.
Yeah. And when the bodies were buried, like the bodies were redug up, the 18 bodies were dismembered and randomly assorted into 5 boxes and sent to the mainland to be randomly scattered into shallow graves.
Just even reading that
makes me
angry and so like so appalled for these people that were treated this way.
Mm.
It's awful.
And it's simply because of a quote-unquote scientific movement that said, like, oh, two people of different races living in the same place. No.
I don't understand. You know, that's a whole different topic, but this is just astounding and so awful to see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it seems that Mother Nature is also mad at history. Because,
yes,
paranormal activity on this island can be denied by skeptics, but this last form of activity is the most obvious. There seems to be almost a protective curse on the island that keeps it out of reach from the public. Maine hoped to use the island to develop resorts and vacation homes once residents were exiled, but that plan fell through. No hotels rose up on the island and no vacation cottages were ever built. It's almost like the growth of the state of Maine completely bypassed the island. Now, the island lies only about 100 yards from the mainland, and for close to a century, the only human presence was the lobster traps that were littered on the shores. Then, in the late 2000s, the Maine Coast Heritage Trust designated the island as a preserve that was protected from development. Camping's forbidden there, but the public can go and hike the trails that were once populated by an inclusive and accepting group of people. Mother Nature seems to follow the island's pattern by covering the island in poison ivy. There are clouds of mosquitoes that descend from the air, and when the tide laps at the shores, the waters fill with thousands of jellyfish. There seems to be an invisible force keeping people away from the island, and it's thought to be the force coming from the collective broken hearts of those ripped from their homes, their way of life, and their dignity. Since these people couldn't settle peacefully on this island, then the island made sure that no one else ever could.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a classic.